At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, April 28th, 2025. April is coming to a close. We're getting ready to step into the month of May, and things are going to start getting real around the end of May, going into June, possibly mid-May. We may see some shelves starting to empty out. Remember, there are no reinforcements coming this time. If you don't plan on leaving America and escaping this crisis, you are going to find yourself in the worst nightmare scenario of your life. When people do not eat for 7 to 9 days, they do start committing violent crimes and murder to preserve their own lives. So, you know, and everyone in America is armed and everyone in America has a gun. Meanwhile, nothing is affecting the Mexican economy. Everything is working perfect in Mexico. There's 80% employment. Everyone's happy. There's virtually no sickness. You don't see sickly people around. There's no drug addicts with needles hanging out of their arms. There's hardly any homeless at all. And if there is, they're taken care of. The food is amazing. It's all non-GMO. The Sea of Cortez, of course, is the cleanest, most plentiful sea in the entire world. And it is literally a paradise down here at 1/20th. The cost. And a lot of Americans are starting to realize what I've been saying for years. You know, I myself pioneered coming to Mexico years and years ago. I saw the writing on the wall. I saw what was coming. I came over here in search of a better life. Ladies and gentlemen, just like I predicted, huge power outages have started. Blackout chaos has erupted, and this will happen in the U.S. soon. Mark my words. But for right now, huge blackouts have hit Spain, Portugal, and France. Entire cities plunge into blackouts. Transport networks are shut down, and the internet is cut off, causing scenes of mayhem. That's right. Spain and Portugal have been hit by widespread blackouts, with millions plunged into darkness amid scenes of mayhem across major European cities. The power cuts came just days after Spain's power grid ran entirely on renewable energy, including wind, solar, and hydropower, for a whole day for the first time on April 16th. Spanish officials are urgently investigating the cause of the outages and have said that they are looking into the possibility of the blackouts being triggered by a devastating cyber attack. Just like I said, ladies and gentlemen, AI has started to war with humans. These cyber attacks are no longer done by humans, and they are done by design. We are in the final stages. The last pope just died, according to conspiracy theorists. And there's big things to come, like asteroid Apophis, which, according to all the experts, only has two possibilities. And they're both bad. Either it strikes the earth somewhere and it's a continent killer. It's going to cause major damage. It could even cause a volcanic winter. Ladies and gentlemen, even if it rips through the atmosphere, we're going to see major damage. And a lot of people equate this asteroid to Wormwood or possibly the arrival of the Nibiru Nemesis star system or potential, one of the first things that's going to happen that we're going to see. Obviously, governments worldwide are in continuity of government. I've reported this previously. COVID was a dry run, a beta test for what is to come. There will be martial law. There will be lockdowns. There will be military on the streets. They plan on walling off America and locking all Americans in, not only on the main exterior border of the country, bordering, of course, Mexico and Canada to the north. They plan on doing statewide and even countywide lockdowns. And this is what they are going to, and it's going to be full-on Nazi Germany, death camp, martial law. Meanwhile, China's population has diminished so much that it's down from 1.4 billion to what I estimate as lower than 350 million in my expert analysis and opinion. We are looking at only a population of 350 million people or less in China now. They don't even have the workers to produce our products, to produce anything. The tariffs are a cover. I've been saying all of this for weeks on this show, telling people what is coming. There are no reinforcements coming. They've bankrupted our U.S. farmers. They're not even planting crops this year, and they're even being paid not to plant crops in a lot of cases. Ladies and gentlemen, the death kill is coming. Mark my words. Nothing is going to get better. It's only going to get worse. And it's going to take a lot to hit rock bottom. And when it hits rock bottom, it's going to last for years. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves now. But if you're smart, you'll get out of these situations where there's going to be blackouts like in Spain and Portugal and France right now, and people can't access any of their banks or any of their money because no one has cash anymore. And so everything is shut down. No one can do anything. They're all going to starve if the blackouts continue. 80% of Americans will die in 30 days during a blackout. It's fact. It's just proven. There's been study after study done upon this. You guys can look it up. Now, first of all, let's talk about these grocery prices. Then we're going to talk about grocery prices in Mexico. We're going to talk about how well off Mexico is, how it's flourishing, and how you can literally just pack a bag and cross the border right now and you're in paradise and you're done. As long as you have some type of income, if you're retired or you're getting some kind of pension or paycheck or already work online. Now, many Americans are suffering with these high grocery prices. And we're going to be talking about that. But please support the show. I got to keep all the bills paid. I might have to shut this off altogether due to the lack of support. So we need tons more support to even pay the base bills. And then I would love to get video. People left in the comments, why don't you do video? Why don't you show all this stuff? Great. That's another $100 on top of the base bills. And then I have to do 3 and 4 more hours of preparation for each show. So I need to get a lot more funding in. So please support the show. I don't get any money from YouTube or any corporate sponsors or anything. $0. I probably brought in $100 and $120, $150 this month or something like that total. And it's not even enough to cover the base bills. Obviously, it doesn't pay me anything. Zero for all of my time and all of my forecasts and projection. And obviously, it doesn't even give us enough to do video or phone. So we need hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds more dollars. But everything helps. Please support the show. Scan the QR code, Linktree, Cash App, PayPal, all that. Links are in the description. Guys, I'm going to play some of these clips. Americans are giving up because of insane grocery prices.
I just wanted to tell y'all I spent $100 at the grocery store. on these items. $100 for five bags, two items, a drink, and some chicken, and some vegetables. The fuck going on in America?
Inflation affecting everybody, even the homeless, the ones that don't pay no bills. Because I remember back in the day, they would wait outside the corner store and be like, yo, can I get a quarter? A quarter? Yeah, I got you. I can give you a quarter. This homeless man just asked me for $10. $10? I don't even have that.
You see, not many things piss me off, but when I go to the store and I see deodorant for $20, who are we deodorizing? The Incredible Hulk? Who do you think I am? A total body for who? It's not my body, I'll tell you that. Okay, my body, my choice. Sunscreen for $24 on sale. Is this for astronauts? Are you gonna be up close and personal with the sun? Are you gonna be flying up there saying, hey, how's it going? How you doing?
Deodorant, $20. Guys, just stop wearing deodorant. It's bad for you. And if your employer bitches about it, tell him he needs to pay for it.
I thought, you know, let me get a bag of chips. Sit back and relax. Watch a movie tonight. $5. Wallahi, my night's not worth that much. I wanted to buy garbage bags, $7.99. On sale, by the way, mind you. Huh? I should have got a lottery ticket this morning. It's my lucky day.
Don't buy garbage bags. Just throw your trash all over the street. Fuck it. America's too expensive.
Hey, I'll pick up every piece of trash in my house and walk it to the dump one.
I'd just string it out across the street and be like, fuck it. Garbage bags are too much, bitches.
Buy one. I'll pick up one, walk. Come back, pick up the other, walk. Come. Is there a shortage of Maltesers that I'm not aware of? $11.49? Is it gonna come to life and hug me? Is that what it's gonna do? Because I need a hug right now.
I just took out a loan for basic needs and food. Like, needs/food. I have never in my life had to take out a loan for the things that my home needs. I had to make the decision of gas or food, or somehow budget it and split that and get a little bit of gas and get a little bit of food until I get paid again. I said, there's no way. I cannot do this. I need.
You know, they don't even pay people enough to drive to work anymore, or for their time to drive to work, or even enough to do the work. It's just getting to be ridiculous. Obviously, the prices are way too high. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't evacuate the U.S. in the next 90 days, it'll be over. I mean, like, America is blown out completely. They're shutting it down. They're closing out the government. They're doing the accounting. That's really what DOGE is all about. They're not telling the American people. They got asteroids coming in 2029. Shit is going to get bad.
Need to have a little bit more for gas, and I need to have enough food. So a firm has, you know, its thing with Sam's Club. I was like, fuck it, let's just take out a loan for our basic needs. I feel like this is not okay. We're fucked.
I went to do my weekly grocery shopping, and tell me why a diet of rice and beans plus some grocery bags just cost me $80. $80. And I know what y'all are thinking. You must impulse purchase something. You're right. I did. Brussels sprouts and hummus. How dare I? And furthermore, my greatest sin was running out of butter. I should know better than to think little old me deserve to have olive oil or butter. God forbid I want a fat or an oil involved in my food. Bread? Why was the cheapest loaf of bread three? As someone who starts every single morning with toast, this is not sustainable. Because I can't go any cheaper than toast in the morning. What's cheaper than toast in the morning? There isn't anything. It was a trick question. Trash bags? I'm about to start throwing my trash into the lawn and burn it at any time there isn't a burn notice. I'm from the olden days, a bygone era where you could roll a cart down the grocery store, and if you filled it to the absolute brim, you would be lucky to break 100. This basket wasn't even all the way full. I wasn't even tilting, carrying it. No, very confidently, weak me, just walking perfectly straight with my half-filled basket, thinking this can't break 50. There's no.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Wait. This isn't even a week worth of food. I start ringing it up. We hit 50 a quarter of the way through. $80. And for the rest of the week, I'm eating rice, beans, toast. I did get eggs, but in my defense, 30 for $10.
After those Doritos.
Hey, look. Y'all know why y'all ain't buying nothing off TikTok shop? Look, it's like grocery store video day. This bag, hey, look, hold on. This bag only has, see, that's the air right here. Stay with me, people. From here down, $6.49.
For a couple Doritos, like just like a normal little grab bag by the time you're done. Ladies and gentlemen, get out of America or it's going to get bad. I mean, things are bad.
Shaheen in Rancho Bernardo. Rising food costs and new tariffs on imported goods have some people rethinking their grocery shopping.
This is out of ABC.
Why do you
News
shop local?
10.
It's just fresh and good. Everything is, you know, homemade. I really want to support the community and all the farmers and the local folks here.
There are plenty of reasons people like to buy groceries at their local farmers market.
I like supporting our farmers and having good whole food.
We love the environment in general. It's so friendly.
Oh my goodness, did you have a nice time?
I just come over here for the scones. My wife does the shopping for the vegetables.
Now they're adding pricing to the list. Most shoppers told me the costs are starting to compete with what they see at the grocery store.
This used to be more expensive, you know, now it's kind of equal.
I've noticed it's pretty comparable,
especially vegetables and like all the greens and berries. It will be the same if you buy from the franchise.
Data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that the San Diego area recently saw a greater increase in grocery store prices than most U.S. cities. In the last year, meats, poultry, fish, and eggs became 7.1% more expensive overall. Pricing of fruits and vegetables rose by almost 3%.
Course, their numbers are so off, 3% and shit. Try 20, 30, and 40%. Unbelievable. But yeah, things are going up. Let's go over some of these costs.
Hola, amigos. It's me, Paul, Mexico. And I'm here with my good buddy, Jason.
Hola.
And we're here in Bucerías, Nayarit, and we wanted to show you guys what the cost of groceries is right now. We have been experiencing some inflation. We did call ahead to...
So Jason, now, this store is well stocked. It's more stocked than any store in the U.S. It looks like a high-end store, like a AJ's in Scottsdale or something, and it's in Mexico.
We've made it through one, boss.
They're gonna go shopping. I'm gonna tell you some of these prices.
The prices will be different, so these are not advertised prices, right? That we can share,
which is the same at any store.
Yeah, I mean, this store looks amazing.
Jason is going to purchase the Chicago mix.
Huge bag of like Chicago mix, like popcorn and pretzels and stuff, like it looks really quality. $216 Mexican pesos, so $10.
I call it the Paul bag. This is a huge bag. I learned about it from you. Yeah, but we all fell in love.
Really big. They're going over to like the fruit and vegetables.
Very nice.
A whole thing of bananas were really cheap.
Because I learned about it from you. Yeah. But we all fell in love with it. Yeah.
Just eggs.
See what just eggs. They used to have the sugar over here by the eggs, which would always kind of throw me off. And they've since moved.
This looks like an expensive store, too. You know what I mean? Like, I get stuff here a lot cheaper than this.
Yeah, I get the pink like brown ones because they're super cheap.
A dozen eggs, 48 pesos. So $2.50.
Compared back to the States. The yolks
really
are so
nice looking
orange.
Eggs. Yeah. They're way better eggs than in the U.S.
Yeah,
listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. What?
Back to the States. The yolks are so super orange.
Yeah.
You know, back in the
nice
at least back
healthy,
in the States.
Right?
Yeah, they taste better. They taste like real eggs.
Yeah.
You know.
They taste like real eggs. The eggs yolks here are super orange compared to your guys's like yellow egg yolks that you guys have. They appear to all be fake because real eggs are a lot more orange and they're amazing.
OXO, and they're pale.
They're pale.
Yeah, they
exactly.
Just seem sad,
but they seem like back what I buy. You know, if I go to the grocery store back home in California, and unless you go to a farmer's market, you're gonna get like yellow yolk. These I make an omelet here, and it's like orange.
Yeah,
and it tastes good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
One cool thing about the La Comer shopping center is that they have this awesome little cafe. So if you come shopping and you can get yourself a coffee or sandwich or pastry.
Looks like an amazing store. Everything's fresh.
Every time that we've got it, I've been with you.
That's usually what I do. I just throw it right in the middle.
They
the
bought
cart,
an amazing
I just leave it where it's
for like
most in the way, and then I go do my thing. Let's see. And so you could have these gals cut the meat for you, or you can just pick up a packet. I'm just going to pick up a packet.
A whole pound of ham sliced, really good. Yemon, 71 pesos, $4.
Here's all the booze. Good selection of different wines here.
And this, keep in mind, this is like a high-end store. So like, I'm getting
and
stuff
then you have
here
your
like
aisles full of,
maybe
soft drinks
30%
and
cheaper than that.
Beer. All right. Oh, let's get like a bag of chips, right? Everyone wants a bag of chips. Sabritas potato chips, which would be like...
Okay, $4 for a huge bag of like Lay's potato
like
chips,
Lay's,
basically.
Right?
They're Sabritas.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have like all this, you know, pre-made pastas. These gals back here are making tortillas. Let's get a packet of tortillas.
Fresh
you can
tortillas.
See, she's making them right now. So this is not something that you would find in a grocery store back at home.
No.
A tortilleria.
Yeah. Right? Maybe like in a special part of town in California, but not
so to keep them warm under this blanket.
A whole, you know, stack of tortillas for seven pesos, $6.98.
And then you have all the...
So 7 pesos. I mean, that's nothing, guys. That's like... 10 cents.
Fish.
Fish. Chicken. 69 pesos. 73.50 for like 2 huge chicken breasts. I think they were even stuffed with cheese.
All right, here's the butter. Let's get a
butter
thing of butter. Let's do this one. This
what's
is the butter here. This is with salt.
65 with salt. That
we're gonna backtrack here. I mean, here's all the pet care stuff. They got everything over here for pets. Little dishwashing soap here. Salvo.
$1.20 dishwashing
and
soap.
And we'll get a little. Pino, this is what you wash your floors with.
Lysol.
Laundry soap.
Laundry soap, $5.
A
whole big
AI.
Tub, you know, those big jugs of it, $5. So.
4 rolls, $37.90. We'll do.
$1.15 for 4 rolls of toilet paper.
3 cans of tuna. Some mayonnaise.
Three cans of tuna for $3.
Frijol pinto. Yeah. arroz.
A whole bag of beans for $1.50.
We'll do this one. I'll just do like a little
rice, $2.
Thing whole bag of spaghetti.
Whole thing of spaghetti pasta, $1.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Two of those.
Soup, $3 for $5. $3 for $6.
Yeah. So yeah, here in Mexico, the cereal,
$2 a soup,
and the milk are in the same aisle.
But that's a U.S. product.
And so the milk is not actually kept in a refrigerator there.
Most of the stuff doesn't come from the U.S., but they keep some products from the U.S.
We'll just get the full milk.
So the tariffs won't affect them here. They just won't have those products.
Kellogg's special. Yeah, that one looks good. Vanilla and almond. All right.
So here's the coffee. I like this brand here. It's called La Finca.
Coffee. This is decaf. $6 for a whole huge thing of fresh coffee beans. You know, so those are some of the prices, guys. It's absolute paradise in Mexico. Weather's perfect. It's awesome. The construction's a lot better here than in the U.S., believe it or not. Even though a lot of you guys won't believe that. It's just far better. There's a U.S. agriculture crisis. I'm going to play some of what this guy's saying. He's an economist. He's called the Economic Ninja. Let's just check in with the Economic Ninja.
Is this thing on? We got ourselves a heck of a show today. Hey, everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. Today, I want to tell you about an absolute collapse coming in our food prices. And you may think that that's good, but it's also bad, but it's also good. U.S. agriculture, the U.S. agriculture system is in an absolute collapse right now because of the tariffs, and that's actually a good thing.
Oh,
but
yeah,
there's a lot
so
more
good.
Collapse happening, and if you're not ready for it...
Look, this guy... He's on board with the whole waited out Trump thing. That's not going to happen, guys. People live paycheck to paycheck, and it's even worse than that. They're taking loans for hamburgers and cheeseburgers and groceries now. What this guy's saying is not true in that regard. Let's see what else he said.
You're going to be part of it. Now, the truth is, Trump said in his last presidential campaign 2016 that there was going to be a lot of pain, a lot of things that we had to get through in the economy. Type one if you remember that. And
okay, so they're walking people into it. I'm not even going to play more of this guy. You know, he's like a Hannity. Let's fast forward him a little bit. I kind of want to see more of what he's saying.
It's already been done and the economic crisis has already begun. Now think about this. Farmers are on a strict timeline. It's not like they can wait for these negotiations to happen. Right now, the tariffs have been slapped.
They're already almost bankrupt. The smaller,
I want to say off the top of my head, I'm sure it's going to say it. I think it's 40% of our food that we grow here in America is exported to China. That's actually a really bad thing. As a matter of fact, it's...
Yeah, well, he's saying, well, this is going to be good because it'd keep our food here. No, the farmers aren't even planting their crop. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Guys, there's going to be no food here. I already did all the research. I've done tons of research. I know farmers out of California. My family are farmers. Time to come to Mexico, guys. Just how do you do it? You pack your bag, grow some balls, and cross the border. It's that simple. You got to have income because you're retired, Social Security, something like that. You need about $2,000. You need $1,500 to $2,000 a month, and you can make it work. I'll be back on later. Guys, support the show. I desperately need support to even keep it going. We'll see you later. Thanks, mods. Thanks, everyone. Show archives on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.